Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And gosh, I have to say, looking over my shoulder out the window, it is kind of a fairly dark, rainy morning here in the Great Pacific Northwest, but I am grateful that the temperatures are above freezing and I did not have to slide into the studio today. As always, Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm well.
All right. This is apparent this fall into winter cold that I got a week or so ago. It seems to hang on quite a while. I'm actually feeling fine, but you can still hear it a bit in my voice, I think. And how did you fare this week? And did you get any snow?
Oh, it was fairly non-eventful. A couple inches overnight, and by morning time it was raining, and just made a mess. That's all. Just a slushy mess, and it was gone by mid-morning. My granddaughter was very disappointed, though, because I had talked to her the night before about, it's going to snow. There may be a snow day tomorrow. So
yeah,
we talked about what a snow day was and what great plans we would have in the event it happened, building snowmans and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Only to find out.
It didn't happen.
I took her to school on Thursday. So when I showed up and she was looking out the window, she goes, oh, it's a snow day. No, we just delayed 2 hours. So I had to explain that, and she was very disappointed, but we'll get another chance.
I can relate to that. I remember when I was a kid, but now I actually got the first significant snow in a couple of years. For me, let's see, what is today's Sunday? So for me, it started Thursday night, and it snowed all night long Thursday night. And then all day Friday. And even though and the wind was really high, so it was hard to tell how much snow was coming down because the wind was blowing so much. And then it continued to snow through the night on Friday. But I think altogether I ended up with probably 6-7 inches of snow. And I was scheduled to work yesterday and to go up to Mount Vernon, so I was hoping that it would in fact, you know, the temperature would raise a bit, so I wouldn't be snowed in. And I think yesterday morning it had raised the temperature up to a whopping 33 degrees, so it was just barely starting to snow or to thaw. So I was my biggest trouble was getting out of my own neighborhood and out of Monroe, but then everything was fine. But even by coming back last night, I still had 5-6 inches on the ground, just not on the roads.
Well, the ground was frozen before it started to snow.
That's true.
And that usually allows for a quicker accumulation. My daughter lives in North Bend, and she has been snowed in 8 or 9 inches, blowing drifting winds. And she's just, I think this morning, was able to actually sort of dig her way out and get out of her driveway. So it's depending on where you live.
Yep.
And Nels, you probably had the same issues out in your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, we had 10 inches at my house and 12 inches up in Darrington proper.
There you go.
Yeah, because if you're not on board yet, it is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday, Best Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the house. And, of course, Dr. Nels, you live in Darrington area.
Yeah,
so
how
much snow did you get?
10 inches at the house, and then we went uptown to take the dogs for a walk in what we call the dog park. Is actually some baseball fields, but we took them around, and it was about a foot there, maybe even a little more.
Well, now, because your dogs are fairly on the small side.
Yeah.
So were they buried? I mean, did they have that one with just the tail sticking out of the snow running around?
Yeah, the taller one, she loves the snow, and she runs and leaps and does submarine stuff in it, and she just loves that. The other one looks built more like a wiener dog, and she likes to follow in our footprints.
That reminds me of course, because you can find Animal World on Facebook these days. So you go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I posted it last week, so you'll have to scroll down a bit, but a really great snow video of a dachshund diving into the snow and then...
Bless
me. Thank you. And then... totally buried, gone, and then pops up over here and over there, but this dachshund running, just cruising underneath the snow. It really is a cute video. So if you miss that, you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Scroll down on that.
All right.
But now, so then the temperature at my house did in fact stay above freezing through the night last night. So it continues to melt. I still had snow all over the grass, but it had, was off the driveway and completely gone off the roads and so forth. So is it gone up in your area pretty much?
Not nearly.
Not nearly, okay.
We have mountains of snow from just, shoveling what the plow pushed up in front of the driveway, and then I had to shovel to one side, so I've got a huge mountain there. And then I didn't actually shovel out my driveway, so I've still got, ruts through 8 inches of snow. And
okay.
I think I need to get my neighbor with the tractor over there, because otherwise when the freeze hits in a few days, it could become pretty nasty.
Yeah, I've only once had that condition since, I've been out where I am now, between Monroe and Salton. And, boy, I was, probably 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know how long ago, but probably at least 4 years ago. But it was the winter we really did have a lot of snow and probably had a couple of feet of snow. And I was snowed in for quite a long time, and I wondered how the heck I was going to get out, because my driveway's long enough. Come to my house regularly. How long would you say my driveway is from the garage to the road?
To the road? Maybe 80 feet?
Yeah, something like that. So long enough that there's no way that Martha is going to be out there shoveling the driveway.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. So I really didn't think about it until my neighbor from a mile away showed up with his tractor. I'm just out, plowing people's driveway. So he, cleared out my whole driveway. It was well, this is great. I guess I don't have to worry about that if it really gets bad. We have a wonderful neighbor that likes to go around and clear driveways.
Yeah, in Darrington, we call those people the Tractor Club. They love it when it snows. They get out and they start moving snow.
Okay, so the tractor club. So there's an official club for these.
Not
these
really. It's an unofficial club, but that's what we call them because they just appear when the snow comes down and it starts to settle out. Then the tractor club appears, pushing people's driveways open.
Well, who knew? I didn't know that I also have a tractor club in my neighborhood.
But yeah.
It's really nice. I really appreciated that. And, of course, we sort of bypassed you guys, didn't mean to. But in the other studio, we have Animal World's co-producer and lead call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Kathy, are you around to say hi? I don't see Kathy. And then...
I try to be around.
Oh, there you are. I couldn't tell whose hair it was because...
We're both blonde.
Well, yeah, but now I didn't get to say yet that Prescott is not here today, but I understand he's fine. He's just not here. So Trina came in, Prescott's mom. So hey, Trina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and it's so nice to have you back.
Thank you.
And you assure us all that Prescott is okay.
Oh, he's just fine. He's doing a little R&R today.
All right, because you know he is my fountain of youth. I kind of count on him now here in the studio, and he's also now my chair dancing partner with the Jingle Cats because he was a great dancing partner last week.
So
fortunately, Dr. Nails was rocking out a little bit with me in the Jingle Cats. But that's what I when I because Trina and Kathy are as you all kind of know are in a studio right next to us but there's a glass window between us and so there's a lot of reflection and so I couldn't tell whose hair I was looking at if it was Kathy's or Trina's because like I said they are both blonde.
Well, but, Prescott will be back to do some more dancing with you.
Well, I hope so. Anyway, so how did you guys do? Trina, you're down in the Kent area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have some snow? How much snow did you get?
Oh, probably 2 or 3 inches.
Okay. Did it curtail your activities at all?
Not too much. I just kind of waited until things melted a little bit.
Okay. All right. And then, Kathy, you're in kind of the Sammamish Plateau somewhere up there. How did you do? Did you get snow?
Hardly any. Just a light dusting, and it was gone. Within a few hours.
Okay, so you're one of the ones. They did say that some of the people on the east side were going to get gypped on this snow thing.
I know, we did.
You know, I was surprised at how differently the media coverage in the pending snow and all of that was this year as it has been traditionally in the past. Usually everybody flips their cookies because, you know, the Seattle area, it's very hilly and we don't do that well in the snow and all of that. And people get real nervous. But it was more like everybody was excited that snow was coming because it was kind of later in the week and not during, you know, drive time and all of that. And everybody was excited. But a lot of the news reports I heard were like, gee, we're really sorry, but you guys on the east side are not going to get much. You know, it's going to and I just thought that was really funny that the attitude had kind of changed. It's been with, of course, there is no climate change going on, but so with the imaginary climate change that's happening, you know, we really haven't had any snow to speak of for a couple of years. And so I guess everyone, I was really happy to see it.
Yeah.
And really glad that it didn't interfere too much.
I built a snowman.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Well, because since most of my snow happened at night, Robbie and I didn't do a snowman, but I did stay home on Friday because it was kind of snowed in on Friday. But anyway, it was fun to have some snow. So let's see, Mike, the weather report seems to change a lot, but I heard that we've got some really significant cold weather coming in here, like as of tonight or tomorrow. What's the deal?
It'll not so much today, but tomorrow will start to cool off a little bit. We could have some mixed rain with snow showers, at least in the metro area. Probably more snow out in the outlying areas.
Tomorrow?
And it's that critical freezing level, the snow level, and it just sort of depends on where you live. And it is for sure going to get colder, much colder in 20s, 30s later in the week. So we'll as the cool air comes in and it mixes with moisture, we could have some snow. And as moisture at the the back end, as moisture comes in and goes to sit on top of the cold air, we could have some more snow again. So it'll be light. And I looked at the long-range planning models from the National Weather Service.
Yeah.
They seem to be changing their tune a little bit. A couple of months ago, they were talking about having a normalized La Nina effect through the end of the year. And then they would transition to a what they term as a La Nada, or nothing, just, you know, average temperatures, average rainfall. But in looking at the 90 and 120 day models, starting in January, we could fall into a more pronounced La Nina period, which of course means lower temperatures, lower than average temperatures,
okay,
and higher than normal average precipitation.
Yeah.
So we're in for some more snow, and if not snow, greater amounts of rainfall. And those atmospheric rivers that they always talk about, apparently they're going to be more common in this area in the Pacific Northwest, as a matter of how high pressure in the jet stream sets up. So be prepared. Just be prepared for more wet weather, and if those temperatures start to drop a little bit, we're probably going to make up for that year or year and a half or so of no snow.
We haven't had much, yeah.
So we won't be facing any drought conditions, at least this year, or 2017.
Well, that's a good thing. And we'll just hope that it just doesn't affect Sundays. And if it does, we could end up, assuming that Mike can get in, even if we can't, we may have some encore presentations of Animal World here and there. But, you know, who knows?
Can always do a remote.
Yeah, I can always do it from home, so...
Ought to test it first, though.
Yeah, yeah. we'll see on that. Anyway, we are gearing up here for a day of open phone lines, and Dr. Nels, of course, has gotten really good at doing remote treatments of the bioenergetic synchronization technique. And Dr. Nels can work on your animals, he can work on you, and he can work on emotional or physical issues,
and I can hardly wait.
Yeah. So we're going to get to that very soon. Let's see. I've got just a smidge of follow up, a little bit of news which has to do with Santa photos today. If I haven't had a lot in current events, but I now know where all the Santa photos are going on. So I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment, and we're going to shoot for doing current events around 10:50 today, but. You know, if we're busy on the phones, it'll get pushed until we have time. And sometime during the day when we've got open lines, we will do a missing link giveaway. So pay attention if you are 18 years or older and haven't won a contest here on Animal World or any other show on KKNW in the last 30 days, then you'll be eligible to win a bag of the missing link supplement for one of your animal friends, and pretty much a missing link supplement for everything in a dog suit. All right, I'm going to give you phone numbers now, so you have them, A, for when we do the missing link giveaway, but also because phone lines are open. We do have one caller on the phone already who's Johnny on the spot and said happy to wait until we're ready. So, and actually, we're going to California first, so that'll be fun.
Well, all right.
Shannon can send us some sunny sunshine from California up our way. So we'll start with her, but it'll be after... you know, we take care of our advertisers for sure. And but we have open phone lines, so if you want to get in line right now, you certainly can. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us an email anytime during the show that we will get in the studio, and you send that to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, so it is time to officially start the show, I believe, and we do that each week by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday, we have a couple little St. Francis prayers, and one short one for the animals, a little longer one for us humans, and then we could do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So I think we'll do that and get the show started. Then we'll take care of advertisers. We'll come back, and I'll tell you about the Santa photos and where that's going on today, and then we'll start taking phone calls. So... When we take care of our advertisers, that would be the best time to call in and get in line. Alrighty, so we are ready here, and this is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Alrighty then, now it's time for the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. If you haven't joined us for this in the past, this is my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. This was started by our spiritual directors quite some time ago, and there are literally thousands of people around the world doing this prayer affirmation every day. And if you want to do it, because as I always say, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So the more that are doing it, the more that it helps. And you can do it up to 5 times a day. There are 2 affirmations. The first affirmation you do for about 60 seconds, which is 10 to 12 times. I do it at home for 12 times. And the second one you do 3 times. We do the radio version here on the air. We do each affirmation 3 times. And I'm going to say them out loud. And if you're in a position and want to say them out loud with me, that's wonderful. You can say them silently in your head along if you like, or you can not participate at all. It's totally up to you. The first one is, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. The first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. The second one is, Lord, fill me. So we're going to do each 3 times, and I'm going to start now. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And now affirmation number 2. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then, we are official and underway, so let's take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are, because Animal World continues. I'll tell you where you can get Santa photos today, and then we are heading to the phones. We've got one caller on the line, and lines open for you, so if you want to get in line, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk with the Jingle Cats, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Wow. Wow.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh, I love the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. And our Jingle Cat music is courtesy from the creator of the Jingle Cats, Mike Spalla. And if you would like to pick up the Jingle Cats or the Jingle Dogs CDs, you can do so at www.jinglecats.com.
Uh-huh. You know, one of the first shows my mom ever listened to several years ago, when I first got going on the show with you, we were doing this show with the Jingle Cats theme, and she heard that. And so I asked her later about, you know, what do you think is the show? And she said, I just didn't get it. There was all these cats, and they sounded like they were doing Christmas carols.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I told her. Yeah, that's how we start the show. Yeah.
Well, you know, it is Animal World, and it is the holiday season.
That's right.
And Martha does love music, so. And that's my favorite part of the holiday shows is getting to you know, dance along to the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. Alrighty then. So you heard and you did hear about Dr. Nels and his healing ministry for animals, and there's some interesting stuff today because we're doing some little things. Now the first thing is that Dr. Nels. Before the show, and I wasn't present, so I didn't hear it, but you and Mike, actually, you recorded a new ad for you.
Yes.
So you're new. We'll start running it next week after it gets, you know, cleaned up and produced and stuff.
Right.
But it's in your voice.
Yeah.
And so that'll be fun. So, and it'll be a surprise to me because I didn't hear it. I wasn't in the studio when you recorded it. So.
Right. See, so I'm getting my radio chops, so I can now record an ad.
Well, and Mike wasn't all upset afterwards, so apparently you did a pretty good job.
he hides it well.
Yeah, well, you know, he's just working away. So, anyway, we'll look forward to a new ad for Dr. Nels and Nels Healing Ministry. And speaking of that, you're on Facebook these days, Healing Ministry for Animals.
Right, and if you want to go to that page, the quick way to get there is put in at Dr. Nels 79, D-R-N-E-L-S, so at Dr. Nels 79, and just hit the search button, and it will quickly bring up Healing Ministry for Animals, much faster than if you put in Healing Ministry for Animals.
So at Dr. Nels
79,
that's D-R-N-E-L-S.
Right. And then later today,
That's what I wanted to say.
Right? I'm going to do a little Facebook Live presentation while we're doing the show, just so people can see what it looks like in the studio. And Mike's a private person, so we won't be turning the camera on him. But
he doesn't let us do pictures.
But Martha and I, we may show up from time to time.
Yeah. So you're gonna start this for the second hour. Right?
Yeah, I'll start that second
and
hour
because you do. It is. We'll also let you know what it's kind of like because you do this on this live Facebook thing. You do this on a regular basis now during the week, do you not?
Right, right. Every Wednesday at 1 o'clock for varying amounts of time, anything from 10 to 30 minutes generally, I will do some kind of thing. Oftentimes, I like to do a demonstration, a live demonstration on an animal doing my work. So Whatever comes to mind, or if I can get some person to bring their animal to me, or I go to them, and we put that right there on my Facebook Live.
Yep, so make a note of that. If you're around on Wednesdays during the day at 1 o'clock every Wednesday, I go to Dr. Nell's, and that's what they do to pick it up, right? Go to your Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook.
Right.
And at 1 o'clock on Wednesdays, you're live.
And I'm live. And then it's on the page just like a video. You can watch
it at any time. So you can watch it anytime after that. Okay, that's really great. And so you're going to do the same thing. You're going to stream live here in the studio.
Right.
Starting around 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting to see how that works. Now, you also, of course, heard about our wonderful animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso, and she is available for readings through her website at www.darcypariso.com. That's Paris with an O.com. And the next Talk with Your Animal Sunday with Darcy will be the second Sunday of January in the new year. So you can look forward to that. Also, you heard an invitation to join the Animal World family of advertisers. And just want to let you know, we've got a really hot deal right now. Master said we need a really, really cheap deal for new businesses and new advertisers. So the new advertiser special is... you can have an ad on the air for just $26 a week. Now, you know, it's so inexpensive, you really can't afford not to do that. $26, you've gotten an ad on the air, you get an interview on the show and links on the website and so forth. So if you... it does not have to have something to do with animals for you to advertise with us here on Animal World. As long as you do something good for animals, humans, or the planet we live on, we would love to have you become a member of Animal World. So if you're interested in doing that, you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call at 360-217-7258. All righty then, before we get to our first phone call, how about happening today, a big event going on across the highway from us, and that would be at the Seattle Humane, which is actually in Bellevue, right next to I-90. And they are celebrating their Home for the Holidays weekend this weekend. So today is the last day, and they are... have some really nice adoption discounts. So on all cats a year and older, their adoption fees are waived. So free cats today, 1 year and older, and 50% off dogs 5 years and up. So you've still got today to get to the Humane Society if you want to do that. They are also doing Santa Paws photos from today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you can bring your animal friends, on leashes or in carriers, make sure they're, well-behaved. But you can come to the Humane Society here in Bellevue starting at 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. today for those Santa Paws photos. They suggest a $20 donation, and you will get a downloadable digital image in time for holiday cards. Okay, so that's at the Humane Society. Now... if you want to help the animals not spend quite as much, or you want to do it on the west side, then there is Photos with Santa Benefiting Meow, and today they will be at the Greenwood Mud Bay Granary Store. So also from 10 to 2, you can get Santa Paws photos at the Greenwood Mud Bay, and the proceeds go to Meow. And it says, commemorate this holiday season and support the animals of Meow with a picture of your pet, your children, and you, with Santa. For only a $10 donation, you'll receive a printed photo on site and then a digital image via email. So that's a really hot deal.
Yeah.
So they will be at the Greenwood Mud Bay Granary today from 10 to 2. There are some other times you can also do the Meow, the $10 for a print and a digital. December 16th from 4 to 7 p.m., they'll be at Urban Feed and Garden. December 17th from 10 to 2, they'll be at the Uptown Mud Bay store. And December 18th from 10 to 2, they'll be at the Shoreline Mud Bay. Alrighty, so that are all the Santa Paws photos coming up. So, I think we are ready to go to the phone, you think?
All right.
All right, and by the way, we have open phone lines, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. At first up, we are going to head to Oakland, California, to a very patient Shannon. Good morning, Shannon. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, good morning.
Thank you for calling. And let's see, you're calling about your dog, is that right?
I'm calling about my dog, yes.
Okay, and your dog's name is?
Drover.
Drover, and what kind of dog is Drover?
Drover is a 7-year-old male golden retriever.
Ah, my kind of dog. Golden retrievers are my breed. And so you heard Dr. Nels was going to be on?
Yes, I did.
And so what's going on with a Drover?
He's had a nagging skin problem.
Mm.
And my guess is that it's happened since August. My son took him on a walk, and I believe he got, they love mud. I think he got in the mud. And probably didn't get washed. That's just my guess, because that's
right.
When it started. And took him to the vet. It seemed like it was a bacterial infection. And so we washed him and shaved his belly and did all that.
Wow.
And he still has it. He's looking a lot, itching. And I guess, do you call them hot spots? He has one on the back of his, near his tail. And it's just, at night, all the time, he's looking and itching. It just seems to be really bothering him.
Oh, wow. Are you able to tune in, Dr. Nels, to Drover? Are you getting anything?
Yep, I'm getting some things. It looks like what I call a basic reset, which is a way to tune down the fight or flight system. So maybe something happened that got him a little extra excited, and the nerve system is stuck in fight or flight. And what a lot of people don't know is that the nerve system and the skin are extremely intimately related because of the how we develop embryologically. In the embryonic stages, the skin and the nerve system both arise from the same material. It's called the ectoderm.
Interesting.
And so there's a very intimate connection there. So a lot of skin conditions can relate to trouble in the nerve system. That said, they can also relate to a lot of things related to hormones and related to
And allergies
diet.
And allergic reactions. And, of course, when you're describing the hot spots, that usually is related to some kind of an allergic reaction.
Right.
I'm wondering, it'll be interesting to see, Shannon. Now, Dr. Nels, you're starting to work on Drover now.
Yeah, right, I'm connecting the dots.
Okay. So as Dr. Nels is working, be interesting to see, because I suppose it's possible that, he could have, gotten something on his skin or in his skin, back in August when this happened, that, and maybe, like I said, the nervous system is stuck in that freeze flight thing, and it would be really fascinating to know. So I hope you'll stay in touch with us and let us know. You can actually call in next week, because Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon are in, and they'll be doing their harmonic energy shifting and balancing. And that would be good for them to do something with him as well. We find that it works really well for Dr. Nels to work on, and then for Jude and Paul to kind of clear the energy harmonically.
Okay, great.
The following week. And it'll be interesting to see if this shifts it.
Right.
Because that would be a real awakening that these things are connected.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I was just curious. So how did you know that I was going to be on the show? Just from the show's promotion or something else?
Well, my best friend lives in Seattle, and she has talked about the show. And I was thrilled to find out that you were on the show I don't want to take him back to the vet. I want to see if it's something else going on with him.
Right.
He just doesn't seem himself.
So did you figure out how to stream the show down there?
Well, that's why I stay on hold, because then I can listen to it on my phone.
Okay. But you do know you can stream it on a computer.
I can stream it on a computer, right?
Yeah.
I can.
So you can listen down there. We do have, you know, we've got some listeners down in California. And so it looks like, Dr. Nels, you've moved your fingers someplace else.
Right,
so
yeah,
what are you doing now?
I'm doing what I call the good dog points, which are two points on the side of the head, kind of behind the eye and in front of the ear on each side of the head. And those points help balance the, you could call it the mental energy across both sides of the brain. And it seems to have a very calming, soothing kind of effect. So anyway, getting good pulses there. All right, so actually that's what we would need to do right now is just that we did the reset, which means that the nerve system has now been taken out of its fight-or-flight response. And I don't know if you'll know if you've noticed anything, if he's right there or not, but a lot of times when I'm working, the dog will actually yawn, and that's a sign.
Oh, it's funny, he just stretched.
Yeah, they get into a really, you know, yawny, stretchy, relaxed mode when that reset happens. So
wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. So pay attention to what's different, Shannon.
Okay.
You know, and if you notice anything, and then give us a call. You can do the same thing you did this week, next week.
Okay.
Call in,
because
then you can let us know, you know, what if any changes you've seen this week. Now I'm wondering, Dr. Nels, can you get a feeling about Drover, if you know, just this reset and what you did now, is that going to be enough to shift this, or is he going to need some more?
Well, it has shifted. It's always, yeah, does he need more? Well, possibly, but what needs to happen right now is time has to happen for the body to incorporate
so
the
we need
changes.
To see what's going on
right.
Now then hopefully you have Dr. Nels' contact information.
I do.
Because if things are not clearing up, you can would it be appropriate, Dr. Nels, for Shannon to go to your website and fill out that patient assessment?
Yeah, she could do that. There's my website. I've changed it just a little bit recently. So there's on the front page is a great big blue box with a yellow button. You click the yellow get the free report button, and then that will I essentially respond with you get a free report that tells you a little more about what I do and how it helps your pet. And then also you get the option, I'll send you an email. You could do the animal assessment questionnaire if you wanted to get more done with your animal. Since I do this work remotely and in a couple of different ways. What I'm doing right now is just this, what I call a pure energy remote.
Uh-huh.
I'm not guiding your hands. But when I work with a client to really affect massive change, like we worked with a dog that was paralyzed down in Sacramento, and we get on the phone with them and guide your hands so that you're
so you
doing
work
what
I
do.
The owner.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So, but you can get a free assessment through his website to find out if that's needed. So I'd say the plan, Shannon, is you're going to see how Drover does this week. And we'll hope that you call us back next week and say, gee, it's completely shifted. And, you know, he's fully recovered or well on the way. If not, then what we also can have, we'll have Jude and Paul tune in because they can work off body a lot and what's in the energy field and all of that kind of stuff. And we can see what that benefits. And then, you know, if you've done everything else you can do and nothing is working, I want you to mark your calendar because my next Vet Sunday will be January 15th. So
okay,
I'll have
January
to, I'll ha- yeah, January 15th. So I'll have Dr. Bill Burlingame in the studio, and he has, you know, been an animal world vet for at least 15 years. He's my personal vet as well because he's just such a wonderful balance of traditional and natural medicine. But he also is the expert on immune support and that kind of stuff. And it would be really good if we don't have a resolution by the middle of January, then you can call and we can get a lot of free veterinary advice. But one way or the other, we'll figure out what's going on with Drover and get this worked. But I'm really pleased that, Dr. Nels, you had a good connection.
Yeah.
You felt the shift. Shannon saw the stretchy stuff afterwards, so we know that Drover's feeling it. So let's all just hold a really good thought that the skin stuff is
absolutely
done. All right.
Okay.
All right, Shannon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You
we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All righty. We have got wide open phone lines. We're going to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. But if you would like to get a free remote session for, and let's see, Dr. Nails, you can work on animals.
Right.
You can work on humans.
Yes.
You can work on physical issues, emotional issues, behavioral issues.
Yep.
You can help. You can test for food, supplement, or medication compatibility.
Right.
And or dosages. So you
right.
do all kinds of neat stuff.
Right. You know, and on some of those things, while I can do them, I don't necessarily do them. I don't make a big deal out of them. Maybe it's the thing. To me, the what I call the enviro scan, which is about toxins in the environment and how they might be influencing an animal, I can check on that pretty quickly. And then I can also check on if a person has, you know, their animal on certain supplements or medications, if those are triggering a negative response or not. If they're triggering a negative response, you don't want to be using those things.
Right.
If they're not, that means the body's treating them as an ally, and so then they're useful.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting. I know it because Dr. Nails comes out to my place once a month, works on me and all of my animals, and I have him test, you know, compatibility and dosages on, you know, foods and supplements and medications for all of us. And it's interesting how it changes.
Oh, yes.
Because sometimes, especially with a new supplement or a new medication, often the individual can't take the full dose to start with.
Right.
But after a while, then you can move up or down or whatever. But I find it really is helpful to work with Dr. Nails on a regular basis because then you can adjust stuff.
Right.
All righty, so we are taking care of advertisers and sponsors. Please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. And if you want to talk to Dr. Nails, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the Missing Link supplement was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for pretty much everything in an animal suit. Three formulas for dogs, one for cats, a wellness blend that's vegetarian you can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters as well. There's a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Hello, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Saturday, December 17th, Winnie and I are happy to welcome palmist Lee Ann Lester to the show. She has amazing expertise in palmistry and will be doing readings for you, the listening audience, so make sure you call in. We are excited. Don't forget the Jupiter Rising Show this Saturday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
I'd like to have some chestnuts to roast over an open fire.
Yes.
In the neighborhood I grew up on, there were huge chestnut trees all around the playfield. And in the fall, you know, we would collect them after school and eat them. And, of course, we didn't roast them. We just ate them raw. And they were fabulous.
Oh.
But I haven't had good chestnuts since I was a kid.
Well, you know, there was a big blight that happened and wiped out an awful lot of the chestnut trees.
Really? I haven't been back to the Laurelhurst playfield to see for a long time to see if there's still the chestnut trees are still there. But anyway, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it is a bioenergetic synchronization technique Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the house. We have wide open phone lines. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. So where is everybody this morning? What are you guys all doing?
Yeah.
Get out of bed. Get your phone. Get on the phone.
Grab that cup of coffee and get on the phone.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I wanted to kind of revisit a little bit about the talk about the nutrition testing.
Speaking of that, I was just going to say we might as well test the water and see if anybody is out there. So why don't we get started with the missing link giveaway now.
We'll probably
find a taker by the end of the show. Anyway, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Give Kathy or Trina a call here, and how about the missing link words of the day? How about Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Healing Ministry for Animals? So let's make sure everybody knows your name. So give them a call, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. That's the phrase, and then you can pick out what version of Missing Link you want. So let's go ahead and continue. What is it that you wanted to?
Yeah, the thing about some of the testing we were doing at your house, and we found that you can get too much of a good thing. You had a couple of pretty high-powered, wonderful supplements.
We did,
right?
Yeah.
And we were testing those.
And individually, they tested really good.
Each one tested really good. You put them together, and it's like total overwhelm for the body.
Yep.
Yeah, just way too much of a good thing. So the body tested out with you know, a normal dose of either one, fine. A normal dose of both of them, not fine, because now the body is actually, I guess you could just say that is just way too hot to have that much good stuff.
Yeah,
And so that's why many times when I test, we'll start out with something at a smaller dose and then build up for a little while and then backtrack to a smaller dose again. It's like the body has to work up to the ability to handle that much higher energy substance of a good supplement. And then once it's got enough in the system, then you back off because it no longer needs to build up any reserves. It's just got its maintenance amount that it can use after that.
And the other interesting thing that we've been able to confirm is it started for me because there was a supplement that I wanted to take, but one of the ingredients in that supplement was gluten. And of course, and I stay gluten free. Now, fortunately, I'm not a celiac, so I don't have a huge reaction, but I do react to gluten. I am sensitive to it. That working with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon, who of course will be in the studio next week, they do the Accutonics with the tuning forks, and I have, you know, the Ohm tuning forks that I use myself. And what they told me, said, well, you know, before you decide you can't take it, before you take this supplement, use your Ohm tuning forks to Ohm them, you know, and you activate the forks and Ohm them. And so I started doing that, and lo and behold, as soon as I started ohming the supplement before I took it, I no longer had a reaction to the gluten in it. So
yeah.
That was amazing. Well, so then I thought, well, if it works for me, this has got to work for the animals too. And so one of my cats that needs to be on a particular medication, but Dr. Nels would test him, and he tested, he couldn't tolerate this particular medication, but he needed to have it. So Dr. Nels tested him for the medication as is, and it was no.
Yeah.
And then tested it after oming, and it was yes.
Absolutely.
So we have, Dr. Nels has been able to confirm that using these Ohm tuning forks on medication or supplements does change the vibration. Now, I also have a friend who's very sensitive and can see energy and vibration, and she's watched me use the Ohm forks. Actually, the first time she watched me use them, we were out at the Ananda community having dinner, and they had a really wonderful soup that I wanted to eat, but it had gluten in it. And I tasted it, and it, you know, it didn't taste that good to me. But it looked like it should taste good, and I wanted to eat it. And so I had my forks with me. I started oming this bowl of soup, and my friend said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe those forks are changing the energy. It's the energy is adjusting to be suited to you. It's amazing what that's doing." And so, you know, I ohmed as long as I felt like I should ohm the soup. I tasted it again, and it tasted good. And so
something.
I was able to eat it and didn't have the reaction.
Right.
So it's really amazing what we're learning about energy and so forth. But I've learned this not only with Dr. Nels, but also with Darcy, that we have to ask the right questions.
Yes.
So that's what you and I are kind of learning about when we test all these things, asking the right questions to get the particular answers. But it's quite interesting how, you know, the dosage that the body requires or is okay with can change so often.
Right.
And then the combination of things, how that affects everything.
And as we were talking about the body's ability to tolerate, in some cases, the body would energetically would just like, you know, double handfuls of something, but what it can tolerate is, you know, a few grains, because the energy is exactly what it needs, but the power in that energy would overwhelm the body's systems. So it
I think we had an
bit.
Experience with me. I was trying. It was way back. I think we were testing turmeric paste with me, And you were saying, oh, God, your body just craves it. It just wants a ton of it, but it can't take that much, you know?
Yeah,
and,
right.
And so I had to really cut back and because my body really wanted it, but I could only tolerate so much at one time.
Right, right. Yeah, it's the old thing about if a little's good, more is better is not necessarily,
necessarily
true.
All right, I don't think we got any missing link takers, did we? I'm asking, no missing link? Okay, all right. So, apparently no one's listening.
Oh well.
Okay. So
we're having a good time here.
Well, we're going to have a good time. Dr. Nels is going to start up the live Facebook stream. So, again, you go to Facebook and search at Dr. Nels 79. At
yes.
Dr. Nels 79 or Healing Ministry for Animals and Facebook. And we're going to do the live stream starting up. But would love you guys to let us know if anybody's out there. And the missing link is available to anybody who wants to call. And we've got open phone lines for Dr. Nels, 425-373-5527. Or toll free is 1-888-298-5569. You can send email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So anyway, stay right where you are if you're out there. Or come on in if you're not. And Animal World continues. We're here until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.